I definitely think you could say that to an extent. You know, they're going to stick to what they know, and they're going to do what they usually do, but there may be little nicks and things like that that they put in. And it's just kind of, you could watch film and you can get an idea, but you never know exactly what you're going to have till Sunday.
You have to guard against maybe, you know, not trying to get into a shootout with them, because, I mean, they've been putting up points, you know, every week.
I think we stay our race. You know, don't try and go at anybody else's pace.
Okay.
You know, but at the end of the day, if they're putting up points every time they get on the field, you know, the offense is going to have to do the same. Don't fully expect it to happen, but this is a great team we're going against, and it should be a fun matchup.
Well, Dale, it's commonly thought that Belichick defensively will do everything he can to take the best player out of the game from the other team. Do you sense that from looking at the film, and do you expect them to do that to you?
I don't know what they're going to do. To be honest, all you can do is, like I said, we go off of the film and what they do, and you can see kind of what they did to Marshall and the other receivers as far as the doubling goes. But, I mean, you've seen them line up with two guys over one guy as if it's, you know, you're about to run down on a punt. So you honestly don't know until you get out there on Sunday and you could fully see it firsthand.
When you look at your numbers this year, I mean, you're sixth. You know, there's no big one-hand catches or anything this year, but you're sixth in the league in number of receptions and your 1,200-yard year. I mean, does it surprise you when you sense that?
As far as the numbers go, it's kind of one of those things that just it'll just build up and build up, and you know, can't really look too much into it. I'll tell you, it feels way better to just win. You know, we're close to winning as many games this year as we did last year. So we've made improvement on that end and just keep continuing to improve.
There was a play last weekend, I think, on an interception where you looked like you were really miffed. I mean, was it the guy beat you to the spot, or what was going on?
Just don't like turning the ball over. That's all it is.
I know you're friendly with, or you were in the same draft class as a guy like Mike Evans. Took it pretty hard after the game yesterday. Did you have the other day? Did you speak to him? I mean,
no.
Did you say anything to him? He basically said that game's on me. You know, it's my fault. Blah blah blah.
You know, he's their playmaker over there, and he's one of those guys. And you know, he had a phenomenal game. And I think the only thing that we talked about after the game was just talking about catching the ball in the rain. And he was just like, I don't know how you do it with gloves on. And I tried to tell him you kind of have to take them off. I mean, the gloves are made of rubber, and as soon as that gets wet, even when you're down in the South, I remember going through camps and being halfway through practice, it's muggy, sweaty, and you're running through your gloves. You can't get a grip on them. You might as well. They're not going to do you any good as far as trying to catch a football. So just taking them off and using your hands a little bit. But, you know, you can never say the game's on one player.
You always did it? Did you always do that? Even in LSU, like whenever any sort of rain, you always went bare hands and
you know, I tried
change anything for you.
There was a game I think I tried to use some all weather gloves or all condition gloves or whatever it may be, and it's just not it. You don't have the same feeling as you know, bare hands as far as feeling the ball. It's just the gloves are really there to protect that from the ball. They're throwing it hard. The laces come and they cut your hands up. They hit your hands. It just that's really what they're there for. So, in the rain, you just take them off and you got to go with it.
Are you off football all the time? Because I would think after a game you're just gonna shoot the breeze, and after the game you're talking football.
Always. It's hard right now for it to leave my mind. Something that I care so much for. You know, I'll leave the game and no matter what, there's always something that I'm like, I could have did better on. Always. Any game, there's always something I'm looking for to see what I did wrong or what I didn't do well enough. So it's kind of hard for my mind to leave anything but football right now.